That's Health There. 1-877-432-7363. 1-877-IDARE-ME.
Book your initial consultation with the Health There today. Go to IDAREGreenville.com. IDAREGreenville.com.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. We're going to play a whole series of clips that we think are funny today. You know, people have been asking for some of these things, so we're just going to mix them in throughout the course of the day. Just stuff that we've either held, pulled over the years, and maybe a couple calls as well, including Packer backers who people keep asking for and we have not yet played. So we're going to do that today as well. And we have a lot of college and NFL football to get to. In addition to that, I also want to take a look at Major League Baseball if time allows. You know, we're headed down the stretch. There's some fascinating races, at least in the National League, and still some business to take care of in terms of positioning with the Yankees and the Oakland A's. Let me tell you about MyBookie. MyBookie's been in business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing, and they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just two business days. You know it's going to win, right? Lay down some cash. Win big today. I'd only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good. Look, that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Yeah, you have to get to that mobile site. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100%. How about that? Use promo code RADIO, that's RADIO, to activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. How's my voice sound, Ramona? Because it sounds terrible to me.
You sound fine.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel fine. If it feels like I'm struggling.
Good luck, Quack.
It feels like I'm struggling. Oh. Was that a little passing shot
on
your part?
That was Quack. He was giving me the high school. I thought I'd wish him some good luck.
That's your continued newfound cold nature is what I would suggest that is.
I heard him. He picked a couple ones that I picked.
Okay. All right.
So I'm not sure what's going to happen now.
All right. Hey, you can get in. You want to join the conversation? Now's a good time. 654-7627. 654-7627. All right. We left off. Where were we? We were with TCU and Texas. Yeah, I don't see it. To me, I just think TCU is a top 15 type team. And I think Texas is more like, you know, 50, which is about where I had them before the year. I know the game's at Texas. I'm not sure that means anything. I think Texas finally found a target they could handle last week. And this week, I don't think this is a target they can handle. I just don't see it. I mean, I think it's 30-10 or something of that sort. I just don't believe in Texas's ability offensively to move the ball on TCU. And I think defensively, they look better than they were or than they are because they had an easy target. A freshman quarterback playing behind a really bad offensive line, and Orlando knew he could just blitz the hell out of them. And I think that's what happened. So, the only argument I can make at all for Texas is the argument that perhaps TCU will have a focus issue off of a mega game against Ohio State. You know, frequently when you sort of red letter a game, you don't bounce back the next week, and maybe that'll be the case. Other than that, there's no area of football that Texas is better than TCU. None. I can't think of a single area that Texas is better than TCU, including coaching. So I just don't see it. Next game up is South Carolina Vanderbilt. Clemson, Brad. Brad, how are you?
Doing well. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Brad. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I agree with you about there's no way Texas is beating TCU. I don't see it either. Hey, you kind of opened my eyes yesterday whenever you were talking about the ranking in total offense and defense of Georgia Tech. I did not realize that. I watched that South Florida game, and I thought those two kickoff returns really just killed them from the get-go. But yeah. I think you're right. I think it might be a bit of a game. It could be if Clemson doesn't, do what Georgia Tech's done a couple games and beat themselves.
Yeah, look, I expect Clemson to win the game. I mean, I basically expect Clemson to win every game. But I think it may be a little more challenging than most people imagine right now. I think when you look at who Georgia Tech is statistically, they should be a 3-0 team. I mean, they're 20th in the nation in offense, or 21st in the nation in offense, and 23rd in the nation in defense. And they're putting up 510 yards a game and over 7 yards a play. But I think it comes down to, can Marshall keep Clemson honest at all with his ability to throw the ball? Can he back Clemson off at all? If he can't, it'll be a long day for Georgia Tech. If they can make a couple plays in the passing game, then it might be a little more interesting. I sort of see it like 31-20 or something.
Yeah, if the Oliver kid, he looked special when he came in. If it were me, heck, I'd roll the dice and just play him and let him open up, see what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, I think he should have played him last week because Marshall was clearly banged up, and I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's not really even why I called. I wanted to call. I've had an idea for a while about fixing the playoff. Okay. I want to see if you'd let me mention it and run it by you. Yeah, so my idea – you talked a while about how this thing's got to go to 8 teams, and I agree with you. But I would I have an idea for what I think would make a lot of parties happy, but why also it may never happen, and that's because, just kind of like the days of the BCS where those people that were changing the rules every year, had the power, and now you've given all this power to this committee of people. Right, it would take away a lot of their power, but it would still involve them and make them relevant, but it would just take away a lot of power from them, and I think that's why you wouldn't see it happen in the near term. But I would like to see a playoff system with 8 teams where the winners of the Power 5 conferences get an automatic bid, basically saying, hey, if you're good enough to win your conference, then you're good enough to have a shot at the whole thing, right? And then what I would do is, and that would make every one of those power conferences happy and get a seat at the table to the thing, right? And so then what I would do is the next automatic bid, that where the, you know, playoff, I mean, excuse me, where the, yeah, the committee kind of comes in is the highest ranked conference championship of the group of five teams is what I would put in next as the sixth team. And, you know, that way the group of five gets a seat at the table and, you know, you get in like a Boise State or someone like that now that is worthy of, you know, having a shot and competing with those teams. And then you'd have two at large that would be the next highest ranked teams, you know, by that committee.
I'll take that.
You know,
I'll take your system,
and then
Brett.
You would,
yeah.
Yeah. And then basically it's, hey, the committee's still there for ranking and seeding of the teams. And then everyone gets kind of that seat at the table and you don't leave out a Notre Dame, you know, the independents have a shot. The power of the group of five has a shot. All the power five conferences gets their champion in. And then you got room for, you know, a one loss, you know, Auburn who didn't beat Bama or someone like that, you know?
Yeah. Look, I'm okay with that. And I think eventually we're going to evolve to something like that. And I think it'll come sooner than later because I think that the committee is going to have to face, and we'll get Bill Hancock on in the next couple of weeks and speak about this, but I think they're going to have to come face to face with something that I don't know whether they considered or if they did, whether they weighed it heavily enough. And that is, a saturation issue, you know, that the nation does not want to see Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and, you know, Oklahoma or Georgia
every year.
You're at the very least going to have to start with a different pool. Even if it ends up with the same pool, you're fine. But you're going to have to be more inclusive at the start to involve other areas and to keep them engaged, because if not, at some point soon, the rest of the nation's going to check out. It hasn't happened yet, but let Clemson play Alabama another two or three more years in a row. And trust me, the West Coast will not be watching that.
I mean, but how great would that have been even just last year to watch like a Central Florida who could have competed with anybody?
Yep.
You know,
that
mix.
Absolutely.
Hey, I mean, Brad, it would have been hugely exciting.
Yeah, good job. It's a good job. I have to run. I appreciate the call. Texas college presidents don't want it. It doesn't matter. The money will demand it. Look, it's going to happen. You can't hold back progress. I mean, you know, they told me that we would never have a playoff. Bill came on the show and told me that. You know, and I told him, of course, we would. And we did. And we will have eight, too. It's a mortal lock guarantee. And at some point, we'll probably have 16. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
I heard a little bit about what you and Clark were talking about, the Texas game, TCU game. Has people literally lost their collective minds? What TCU is going to do to Texas, they're going to have to call in the Army, the National Guard, the Navy, because they're going to put more points on that scoreboard than they've ever seen in Austin and probably will all year. When you watch a team, speed jumps out at you. TCU has team speed. Texas has none of it. I mean, I watched Texas. I'm not impressed. And you're right. They've beaten Texas by 30 points.
Can you imagine? You know, just consider this kind of thing. Can you imagine Gary Patterson, TCU losing to Maryland?
That would never happen, ever. Right. Even when they were bad, like, you know, every now and then.
How about losing to Maryland twice in a row?
I don't even think some other teams would lose to Maryland twice.
No one in the last, what did I say, 7 years? I went back and checked this. I was curious who had lost to Maryland 2 years in a row, like in the last 7 years. The only other team to lose to Maryland 2 years in a row, Rutgers. And Rutgers, as the texter points out, just lost to Kansas by 50.
Yeah, Kansas is like, man, we should schedule them more often.
Yeah,
but, you know, Kansas might win against Baylor for
it could
the
be.
First Big 12 win since 2008, Walt, this weekend. you know, one last thing, Walt, and I'll leave you with this. I know a lot of people are high on this Vandy team, and you were talking a little bit about the bye week. Will Muschamp's record at South Carolina in a bye week is 2-0. And last year, I saw a third-string running back run for $125 on that Vandy defense. The best thing that came out of the Georgia game to me, South Carolina perspective, was the offensive line. I think we're still going to win the game somewhere between 7 and 10 points. I think it'll be close, but I still think this Vandy hype is a little bit much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. You can get in. Now's a good time. 654-7627. You know, listen, performance issues are common. When your testosterone levels start to decline in your 20s. And here's the thing. What we do is we go on the internet because, you know, you can buy everything on the internet. And at 2 in the morning when, like, no one's around, you're, like, ordering some West African herb that has never been tried out on anything except animals. This is not a good strategy. I mean, it's a good strategy to kill yourself, but it's not a good strategy to get well. Here's the thing. Hims is going to connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions because the big names, the blue pill, etc., have come off patent. So they're available, and 4Hims can bring them to you for much less money. A well-known generic equivalent, no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science, no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You save hours in time. Look, we're all concerned with our time. I mean, I feel like I don't have time for anything. I mean, I don't know where each day goes, but I feel like I don't have time for anything. I certainly don't have time to be, like, visiting some doctor's office somewhere. Products are shipped directly and discreetly to your door. Here's the deal. Try Hims for a month for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/roadrage, the number 5. That's 4hims. forhims.com/roadrage, the number 5, capitals. 4hims, forhims.com/roadrage, the number 5. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with the new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama tires, just $20 with R&R's 6-month Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. R&RTires.com.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our fall closeout sale on our best-selling John Deere tractor packages. Save up to an additional $3,900 and be equipped for anything. Visit agproco.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I was being sarcastic.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in, you're welcome to 654-7627. So, Ramona, we have like about 10 different clips that we're planning on playing throughout the course of the day, right?
Yeah.
We're actually letting the course of the day go by. And we haven't played any of them yet.
It's what we do.
Yeah, we have a ton of things to get to. But these are fun, and I thought this Friday, and also with my voice being a little spotty, but people have been asking us to play some of this stuff, like Packer Backer. So we will get to that. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid the longer lines in the future. I purchased mine at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was easy. I brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of address, and you're done. Avoid all the lines. Avoid the future headaches. Go do it today. You will thank me later. Hey, you know, one thing on the Cleveland Browns and again last night, and, you you know, Baker Mayfield was tremendous. He also had a couple balls dropped on him. He was absolutely terrific. It helped. Look, it's early. I think Sam Darnold's going to be great. I think Mayfield's going to be great. I like all those quarterbacks that were taken, with the possible exception of Rosen. I have mixed feelings on Rosen. I think he has a great arm. I think he's going to be accurate. I just think there's a, you know, there's a Jay Cutler element about Rosen that I'm not certain of. But, you know, I think you saw the best of it last night, and the future for the Cleveland Browns, and for once, the future is bright, despite all the boneheaded moves they made. And again, I don't really think they deserve credit. Hugh Jackson doesn't deserve credit. I mean, he, you know, I don't know. I just could not believe, as that first half was going on and on and on, I could not believe they were not putting Mayfield in the game. Tyrod Taylor was just dreadful. I mean, you can't play quarterback any worse than Taylor is playing it. And the offense is so limited under him. And so I can't believe they came into the season not playing Mayfield. I mean, Taylor was like a last-minute acquisition because they needed a security blanket. You spent months vetting Mayfield, decided he was better than Darnold and Allen and all these other guys. Why wouldn't you play him? It's a young team growing up together. I mean, it's just invincibly stupid not to play him. And then they finally put him in, and because of injury, they put him in. And then instantly they were rewarded. And then that dullard, Hugh Jackson, at the end of the game, and when asked about it, says, oh, I don't know, I have to watch the film before deciding. Look, do I think Baker Mayfield's going to be great every week? No, he's not. But let him grow up, because the other guy sucks. So when Mayfield throws three interceptions in a game, so what? It's part of the growing process. I want to talk about some, Marty from Travis West says the Browns might be 3-0 if they had a kicker. You know what? They might be 3-0 if their head coach knew their kicker was injured. It's another Hugh Jackson fail. I mean, the clown that is Hugh Jackson, after losing two games with his kicker, said, well, I didn't know he was injured. What? What? Do they tell you anything, you? I mean, do they tell you anything there? The only head coach in history has never been consulted about a draft pick. 2 years ago, the prior administration didn't tell him who they were drafting at all. He found out at the same moment we did, watching on TV. Last year, this past season, they told him they were taking Mayfield the night before. By the way, notice I didn't say they asked him for his opinion. 2 years ago, they didn't say anything to him. Last year, they told him the night before they were taking Mayfield. I mean, the whole team, the attitude of the whole team jumped up when Mayfield came in. The closest thing I could see in college was like when Jake Fromm came into that App State game last year when Eason was flatlining at the start of the year. But, you know, I'll tell you who I really am happy for. I'm happy for those Cleveland Browns fans. You know what? 630 days. We laugh at it. That's way too long to go without a win in that city. That's a great historical football city that deserves better than the crap that they've been given for about as long as I can remember now. So I was glad to see it. And you know, what people don't understand, one of these things these young quarterbacks give you is they give the downtrodden hope. They give you hope. That's why the New York Giants blew it when they drafted Saquon Barkley. It's not whether Barkley can play or not. It's because you needed a quarterback, you dumbass. And you let the Jets take your guy after you. And when Darnold goes on to do great things, you are going to look terrible. The only salvation they have is that they may suck so bad this year, they wind up right back near the top again. They can go draft Justin Herbert. Lee and then Craig. Lee, how are you?
Well, how you doing, man?
How you doing, Lee? Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I heard you talk a little bit about Clemson-Georgia Tech game yesterday, and I was just going to give you my prediction on that game. But, you know, one thing that really sticks out to me, I know with Kendall Joseph, the injury being announced today, gives you an extra set of experienced eyes in the backfield, or in the defensive backfield, I should say. You know, when the last couple of years, Dorian O'Daniel was a huge part of Clemson's success in defending Georgia Tech. I mean, even prior to last year when he wasn't in the rotation heavily, you know, the only time you really mentioned his name was when you looked at the stat sheet after a Georgia Tech game, because he just had really, really big games against Georgia Tech. Right. And I feel like Isaiah Simmons is in that position. And my concern maybe with Isaiah Simmons is not so much the ability to play the run, is but his eyes to get lost up in the wash.
Right.
And you talked about it yesterday, slipping one of those backs out, you know, behind the coverage or away from him, and you know, and away from what's going on to get those backdoor passes, those little wheel routes and whatnot. Right. Because I do think that Georgia Tech can do that on Clemson some tomorrow, and I'm looking at this kind of in the range of maybe like a 28-14 or a 30-14. I think it's going to be close, but I think Clemson will keep enough of an edge to keep the pressure on Georgia Tech. But I think Georgia Tech can move the ball, just because I think Clemson's still young in the secondary, and I do think without having that extra set experience size, you know, I think they might can take some advantages and take some shots. Yeah, I look for Georgia Tech to be super aggressive.
Yeah, I think you could see that. I mean, I would not be surprised to see Georgia Tech come out and throw the ball even on the first play. You know, I think that the guy that I would be worried about is Searcy, because I think Searcy is their most dangerous receiver, and he's a wiry guy who's a way better athlete than people understand. You can ask Georgia about that play down in Athens when he beat them on the last play of the game, and he's a very tough matchup for linebackers of that body type, even for a safety. And I'm not sure that those Georgia Tech receivers are going to beat anybody unless it's a total breakdown. But Searcy is a guy who can beat you. And I also tend to think he has the best hands of any Georgia Tech receiver. He's a running back. He's an A-back.
Yeah, and like you said, I've watched the Georgia Tech games this year too, and I agree with you. I think they're a 3-0 team, if not just by the stats, but just by the sheer fact of they've had some just bad mistakes that have hurt them.
Yeah, and, I'll tell you, I really still think this. I still think there's a legitimate chance that Georgia Tech loses this game but plays well enough to make them feel better, and that they go on a run after that and beat all those other Coastal teams.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I think they still got a wide-open shot to get there. And they were pretty much my pick at the beginning of the year to win the Coastal 2. So I think it'll be interesting to see. I think, you know, for Clemson's sake, it's just a matter of doing what you need to do and take care of business. But I'm thinking 30-14, 28-14, somewhere in that ballpark, Walt.
Yeah, I like it, Lee. That's it. I think you're on it.
Appreciate
Thank
it,
you,
Walt.
Get to Craig on the Northland Communication Volumes. Craig, how are you, Craig?
What do you mean, how am I doing? How am I doing? How about us?
How you doing, Craig? Yeah, well, hey, you know what? You have a young quarterback. You're not going to win every game. But here's another thing. You know what? Here's the thing. What did Jeff Fisher do to and with Jared Goff?
Hey, handcuffed him.
Right. And when Jared Goff was freed in McVay's offense, he immediately came to life. He blossomed, and now he looks like one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. You have to let Darnold play. You know, the Cleveland Browns were too stupid to start Baker Mayfield, but when they put him in, they let him be aggressive. The Jets never let Darnold be aggressive last night. Never.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is historically, since this guy's been our coach, and every week we get up, we decide to eat the ball. That's just, whoever, I don't care if Tom Brady was the freaking quarterback. That's what they do. This is my point. This is 2 years and three games of it, and I never want to say it's time that somebody has to go. However, Parcells notoriously did this. I personally think our defense just got tired. Three games, in 11 days is ridiculous. The NFL is a joke. But
that's
I don't want to make any excuses.
No, it's a fair point.
That's a joke.
That's a fair point.
I thought actually the second half the defense looked tired, to be honest with you. I'm not taking anything away from that quarterback. I thought they looked tired. However,
when they didn't look tired when Taylor was in the game, they looked fresh.
Yeah, it was the first thing. I'm not arguing that, but they just looked like they finally got worn out. There's no excuses, but this is what is aggravating me right now. Parcells and Belichick historically have done this. When a team would play bad like this, there's two players, and one of them should have been cut today. One is that kid who fumbled again. Really, we shouldn't have fumbled. And this number 41, every time it's third down in a big time, he gets a holding call. None of these players are held accountable, and that comes from the coaching staff. That's my problem right now. That's my problem. And I'm not making excuses for us losing. The 3 games in 11 days is a joke. The NFL, don't ever tell me player safety ever again. It's a joke. Our coaching staff, and this is the Fizz Ray, but he's notorious. As soon as he gets up, he's like, okay, we're going to use the clock kind of basketball mentality. It's time that they have to look in the mirror and they're going to have to do some changes. But some player, number 11 or 41, should have been cut today because none of these players are held accountable. They do stupid things all the time at the wrong time. At the wrong time, the false starts. They get four false starts every game, and not one player ever gets cut or ever gets benched. That never happens. They don't hold them accountable, and that's why we're a bunch of losers. All right, that's my rant. I love you guys. Sorry I can't make it on Thursdays. That's just a long ride for me.
All right, Craig. All right, 8 million people made it, but not you. Come on, man. Long ride or not? Hey, look, I think that. The Jets have a talented young quarterback. I'm not concerned with players making mistakes so much, but they have a talented young quarterback, and they need to let him play, and they need to play to his strengths, and they need to be aggressive. Again, I give you Jeff Fisher's version of Jared Goff and McVay's version of Jared Goff. Goff is the same guy, all right? It's about how they're coached. It's about giving them a chance to succeed. And let me tell you something. The only people who can keep Darnold from long-term success, that coaching staff. Lyle in Greenville, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquinta Trail. Joe's the best Italian food anywhere. I mean, your meal starts with the garlic knots, and they smother them with cheese on top, and they stuff them with hot, melted, cheesy goodness. And then they serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. You dip them in that sauce, it's like you died and went to Italian food heaven, mangia. And this is before your meal even starts. Then your appetizers, the pepperoni twist platter, the meatballs and marinara platter. Greg writes us all the time about the meatball sliders. That's the greatest thing ever. This before you get to the dinners, the chicken parm, the real lasagna, the pizza, which is all award winning, the desserts, which are all homemade, the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York, which is just insanely good. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquinta Trail. Sean in Simpsonville writes, did Tyrod Taylor's injury save the Cleveland coaching staff from themselves? Absolutely it did, because look, they've insisted that they weren't going to play Mayfield this year for some reason known only to these idiots. You know, again, the Jets have Darnold out there. The Bills have Allen out there. And you spent months determining that this guy was better than those two guys. But you're not going to play your guy? And you're going to play a guy who you can't run any element of your offense in Taylor until he breaks down, until he throws for 14 yards in the first half. Guy completed one pass beyond the line of scrimmage, and that was when his receiver assaulted the DB, knocked him to the ground, and that's the only pass Taylor completed beyond the line of scrimmage. Lyle in Greenville, you'll be up first when we get back. Walt tip to the road rage.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey Clemson fans, 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well. So don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at UrbanNirvana.com.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda Sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Wants better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Julie Road Rage, Where to Be CCP, 105.5 The Roar. I want to go over the rest of those games as a starter. I also want to talk about NFL quarterbacks. I've divided them into three categories, and we still have all these clips we want to play. Apparently, we're going to be on until midnight. Oh, we have high school football coming your way at 7 with Kwok and Donnell Clark. I'm not sure Donnell Clark's a real person anymore.
Why?
Does he really exist?
Yeah, he's there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's there.
Let me get to Lyle on the Northland Communication phone lines. Lyle, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How about you?
Good, Lyle. Appreciate you getting in.
I want to change the subject to Major League Baseball.
Sure.
I was listening to the show the other day when you were talking about Bob Gibson and him finishing with a 17 ERA or whatever it was?
1.12.
1.12. And you were talking about that's why they changed the pitching man. Well, that's partly true, but there was more to it than that. If I'm not mistaken, 68 was what they called, Street Smith called the year of the pitcher.
Yeah.
In their 1969 baseball preview.
Right.
And there was a 26-inning game. Now, I'm doing it strictly from memory. I believe it was between the Astros and the Mets that went 26 innings and ended in a 1-0 victory for the Astros. And it's played at Shea Stadium. And it was the year, if I'm not mistaken, I'm doing this from memory. If I remember right, Stan Bonson won the AL Rookie of the Year with a 17-12 record as a pitcher. And it was just a year where pitchers just dominated, and the hitters just could not do anything. And so over the course of the winter, the powers that be decided to lower the mound to 10 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, they did have more offense after that, but now it looks like we're getting back to that cycle again where the pitchers are dominating.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It was certainly the year of the pitcher, and it was Gibson's 1.12 ERA, though, that was the real impetus in that move. But yeah, it was that situation. Look, this is the way all sports works, really, Lyle. You know, the one side moves ahead, the other tries to catch up. Sometimes the league will try and remedy certain situations. The National Basketball Association has done that with their hand check rules and their desire to free offensive players and to make it a more offensive game. So, you know, you see these type of changes, and it is cyclical, and maybe we are going through a similar situation right now to a degree.
And I remember the next year in 69, Baltimore had 4 20-game winners.
They did. Guys like Cuellar and McNally and Palmer.
And that's why it was such a shot when the Mets won the World Series.
It was, except the Mets had equal pitching, and they had great defense. They were a terrible hitting team. I mean, You know,
they were. They did have defense, and they had pitching.
Yep, and, you know, with Seaver and Kuzman and all those guys. So, yeah, that was one of the biggest baseball upsets in history. That 69 Oriole team was thought to be one of the greatest teams in baseball history.
Yep, and that also, one other thing about that, that's back in the day when they played the games in the afternoon, you could hide your transistor radio so you can listen to the game at school.
That's true. Yep. That's a good job.
That's all I wanted to say.
That's a good job, Lyle. Always enjoy your calls. Excellent. Right. Well done. Yep. It's very true. Imagine a 1.12 ERA. And then, of course, and what Jacob DeGrom is doing today. I mean, I'm going to be fascinated to see if they will actually give the Cy Young Award to a guy who doesn't win 10 games. You know, by the way, Major League Baseball stands. Oh, Ramona, listen to this. I was talking about this last night.
Uh-huh.
The Baltimore Orioles the other day. I didn't mention this on air, did I?
I don't think so.
The Baltimore Orioles the other day wore Braille.
Oh.
They wore Braille labels. So, in other words, the Baltimore Orioles were written on their uniforms in Braille. And the Four Letter Network put a post up about this and said, this is, you know, basically this is the greatest thing ever, that the Orioles would wear Braille. And needless to say, the response to that post by the Four Letter Network, the responses were just hysterical. People were saying, how will the blind people know that?
Well, what are they going to invite everybody out on the field to, right, like,
to know what team is blind?
What would possess them to make uniforms? I mean, are they, they just call them that because the numbers are raised?
Let me tell you something. The Baltimore Orioles are 60 games. I want you to hear this. There's 60 games out of first place. Some might argue the whole team is blind.
The uniforms ain't gonna. Right. Maybe that's why they did it. So each of them could go out there and know where they're at and everything.
Because
catch some balls without running into each other. Maybe I don't know.
They are 60 games out of first. Do you know the last? Do you know the last team to be 60 games out of first in the history of Major League Baseball? The 1962 New York Mets.
Oh, the Mets. The Mets. Oh, you can always count on the Mets.
Oh, you can. You know, the Mets history is just a beautiful thing. My favorite moment in Mets history, you know, Casey Stengel used to coach the Mets a million years ago. The Mets were the worst team in sports history at that time. And now. And their star was a guy named, if you could call him a star, was a guy named Marvelous Marv Thronberry. And
And
one day, Marvelous Marv lined a ball up the gap to everybody's amazement. I've told this story before. And, you know, and he rounded first, and then he rounded second. He dug for third, and he slid into third and came up beaming because Marvelous Marv had tripled. And for the Mets, this was a momentous occasion and at that period of time. And then they called him out. And Marvelous Marv charged across the diamond over to first base to yell at the first base umpire because the first base umpire determined that he had missed first base. And so Marvelous Marv came screaming over, at which point the second base umpire came over and said, "Don't argue, you missed second too."
He missed first base and he missed second?
He missed
both bases. Now, I mean, think about it this way. How much experience did he have running the bases?
Yeah, that's the Mets. Texas says they sold the jerseys and donated the proceeds to a blindness organization. Well, that's a good thing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the truth is, though, they didn't really have to do any of that. They could have just made the donation, right?
I mean,
that's something I don't understand, not to get on a thing.
I know what you're going to say.
The owners or whoever are so rich, I mean, beyond belief, why don't they just make a donation?
Yeah, you can do that.
Plain old everyday donation.
You know, you look at the NL standings right now, and there's still a lot of interest in the National League. The Braves are 6.5 in front. They're obviously going to win the division. But you look at the rest of the National League, and the Cubs are 2.5 in front. Milwaukee continues to play good baseball. Milwaukee 87-66. They appear to have at least, in fact, they have, I'm pretty sure, clinched a wild card or virtually 100%. And then the Cardinals are 84-69 for that other wild card. The Dodgers have been hot of late and have been taking care of business. They took care of the Rockies. And before that, they took care of the Cardinals. And the Dodgers are back in first, where I thought they'd be before the year, and they're 2.5 up. The Rockies had that injury to Trevor Story, but the Rockies are 82-70. So the Rockies are now a game and a half. Is it a game and a half? A game and a half behind the Cardinals for that final wild card spot. It appears like the Dodgers will actually go on to win the West, as I thought they would before the start of the year. But there's still some work to go in the National League in terms of how this all plays out. And so we'll see. But, you know, the Cardinals, Rockies, I think are the two teams right now fighting for that last wild card spot, and the Cardinals have the upper hand. I picked the Rockies to win one of those wild card spots, so I'm sort of rooting for them, because if they take that, I'll have hit 8 of the 10 spots in Major League Baseball exactly. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. Look, no one does roofs like Gilstrap. For 80 years, the Gilstraps have done roofs. Think about that. They don't do anything else. That's what they do. They're specialists. For the last 30 years, the Gilstraps have maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. A-plus for over 30 years. They'll help you. Take advantage of their free checkup. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. They know how the whole process works. They're tremendous at what they do. We've had so many people write us and thank us for hooking them up with Gilstrap Roofing. You'll find the same. Do it today. If there's nothing wrong, by the way, that's what they'll tell you. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. 269-1232. Call them today. Get hooked up. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained.